Earlier this week, we told you that the Illinois River Watershed Partnership had secured more than $1 million in grant funding to place green infrastructure throughout the area. But what is green infrastructure? Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more.
Skull Creek in Midtown Fayetteville flows freely following a late summer shower. This creek, like Mud Creek and others throughout northwest Arkansas, is bordered by bike trails that will be part of the Razorback Regional Greenway. To preserve the integrity of these creeks, the Illinois River Watershed Partnership will use the grant money to install green infrastructure at 5 trailheads along the greenway, as well as at the Watershed Sanctuary under development in Cave Springs. So what exactly is green infrastructure? Delia Hawk, director of the Illinois River Watershed Partnership, says that it is similar in function to what is termed gray infrastructure.
In particular, when you're getting stormwater out of cities, they use a lot of gray, meaning pipe and concrete and so on. But the more concrete we pour, the more impervious surface, where rainwater cannot soak into the ground where it falls, but it runs off, that creates two problems. One, water picks up velocity, right, and there's more of it heading downstream. It goes directly off an impervious surface to our creeks and streams. We don't have separate stormwater systems here that treat that water before it goes into our creeks and streams.
This ability to solve both the problems of impervious surfaces and greater runoff velocity and volume is why Hawk says that the Environmental Protection Agency deems green infrastructure a better long-term investment than concrete ditches, channels, and flood canals.
We don't want flooding in our cities, but we don't want all of the bad impacts from that increase in stormwater velocity and volume to go into our creeks and streams. That's where we get a lot of erosion and a lot of pollutants that are carried away with that stormwater. So green infrastructure really helps all of those problems.
Green infrastructure to be installed will likely include pervious concrete pavers, rain gardens, vegetation, and thousands of trees to repair riparian buffers along creeks and streams. The vegetation and trees to be planted will be native species, which Hawk says are particularly drought resistant. But there are other benefits as well.
During wet seasons as well as dry, they're providing benefits. Trees provide both air and water quality benefits. So you're getting a lot more for your investment dollar. It's not as expensive to install as gray infrastructure is, and it doesn't create the secondary harm that you have when you're having that increase in velocity and energy of stormwater running into our creeks and streams downstream. A lot of landowners downstream are experiencing a lot of that erosion to their creeks and streams because of the increase in velocity and volume from our urban areas.
In addition to the actual green infrastructure to be put in place, interpretive signs will be installed to build awareness and educate the public about the functions of the green elements. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.